Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to IWDM Radio. The program you are about to hear is a community service program on IWDM Radio. Please note, this content is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, legal, professional, or financial counsel or advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts, guests, or agents with IWDM or Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio is not endorsed, sponsored, or certified by any third-party agency. Thank you for listening.
Good evening. This is Rashid Salam, your host and engineer for tonight's show. Our show is called The Science of Health and You. Let me say that one more time, ladies and gentlemen. The science of health and you, shall I say your health. And our sole focus is to provide you with root-based therapeutics, information that gets us back to how our bodies came into existence, information that came into understanding why we're here, how we're here, and the fact that this magnificent machinery that we walk around with every day is a difficult, very difficult piece of machinery that we don't know how it works. It's like trying to get in the car and you can't drive, or your feet can't reach the accelerator. You don't know how to put on the brakes. This is what we're talking about. You know, health care, self-care, shall we refer to it as? We need to know more about our bodies. Why? Because most of us have children, friends, or relatives that if you don't know anything about your body, how do you intend to tell your child or grandchild about their body? This is something that's been denied from us. The true, unfiltered truth, the scientific understanding on the human anatomy. And that's what we intend to try to bring to you here on The Science of Health and You every Tuesday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. We have a great deal of shows that we have talked about in the past. And those of you who have not heard the past, then you can always go on blogtalkradio.com/scienceofhealthandyou and listen to some of the archived information. We've covered so many different subjects, from the head to the toe, from the inner workings of our being to our veins, our cartilages, to our capillaries, to our tissues, to our heart, throat, liver, kidney, bone, skeletal system. We have covered the whole skeletal system. And so this year, January 23, since it's all about we're going to cover each and every one of these particular things again so we can get a better understanding of how this functional body that we have works and how it functions, shall I say. So we've been talking about the brain all of January, and I ain't gonna say unfortunately, but it's important. It's not something we can talk about for 2 hours or 4 hours and get away with how the brain works and how the mind works and all these particular things and how our interworkings in our body, these integrated, interrelated pieces of our being cause our brain and other parts of our body to function a certain way. So our focus is on making sure that you clearly understand you and the science of that. And that's so important. And those of you who receive my texts or my emails today, I've gotten 6 responses already back from people who want to have a particular subject matter who's on the Internet and they can't talk and they can't ask questions. So they've already called into my phone. And those of you who have friends that you want to call, that you want to text and say, hey, if you can't get on because the service provider charges you money, here's the link. Click on and listen if you have a question. And those of you who are on the Internet, we ask that you call 650-669-0458 and text me your question. I will ask that information from my professor, who's only going to be with us for an hour today. And he has another obligation. And we're going to keep it going for those of you who want to stay on the line. But those of you who have any questions that I can direct you to, I am not a professor. I'm not a scientist. Symptometry instructor yet, but I am well aware of how to get the answers for you. So for those of you who have questions there, we ask that you just take some notes right now. I want you to push one on your phone because I want you to get as much as you can in this first hour on questions that you may have about your friends, about your family members, about your children, your grandchildren for that matter. And we just need to know some answers on how we can sustain ourselves. And we have to know the resources that are available to us. So once again, I want to welcome you to IWDM Radio, The Science of Health and You. And I am Rashid Salam, your host and engineer for tonight's show. And as I said before, our focus is on alternative education, alternative information. When some of you, if you're talking to your doctor or someone about a condition you have, this is the type of information you need to ask them questions and not let him dictate to you or tell you something that you don't know what the world he's talking about. Did he give you a white piece of paper, as I always talk about, call a prescription? And in that prescription, that medication, you don't know what's in it. All we know is this, and all of us can bear witness to this, every time you look at TV and you have the commercials on, side effects. Wow. Your throat might swell up. Your tongue may swell up. You may have jitters. You may have pain. You may potentially have a stroke. And some of us say it may cause death. But yet we take it anyway, not knowing, not understanding that we have answers for you. Those of you who got high blood pressure and diabetes and all those types of things, we have answers for you. We can get you off those particular things and scientifically provide you with an education on how you can really really know what you're doing for yourself and not have to worry about Dr. Quack trying to tell you something. So we're here to provide you with that personal life plan. When I say personal life plan, you know, well, you're going to have a life plan just like you have a financial plan. It consists of those things that what you want to accomplish. Well, one of the things that we want to make sure you have is a self-care health plan. This program is designed to help you build your own personal health plan so you can understand yourself, or shall I say, understand yourselves, because that's what you're all about. 75 to 100 trillion cells, and guess what? 200 cell types. And I keep reiterating that, and I do this for a reason. I can't even imagine 200 different cell types in my body that I walk around with every day. What does that mean? I have a lot of work to do. And then to tell me that I have 75 to 100 trillion cells, everything in my body is a cell, off from my fingers, my tips, my tongue, my throat, everything is made up of cells. So this miraculous being that we have and we've been blessed with to take personal responsibility for, to self-advocate for, to support, to ensure that we have the best life possible and have optimal health. My goodness, this is a job. So we're going to open your mics. We ask you to press 1. Tonight is your night. Tonight is your night. Press 1. Ask that question about that toenail. Ask that question about that knee ache. Ask that question about your inability to swallow. Ask that question about bloated stomachs. Ask that question about gaining weight. Ask that question that you need to know when your teacher tell your child or grandchild your child won't sit still in school. He got ADHD, PhD. Ask that question. We need to ask these questions. Why? Because we need to know. If we intend to walk around, we intend to exist. If we intend to be here 25 to 30 years from now, ask the question. You know, strokes don't just start because you did something wrong yesterday. Strokes start from times that you think that you've been doing that leads up to that possibility where your body say no more. High blood pressure, diet, all these things are not something that just pop up overnight. And once again, you could be feeling great today. And 2 weeks from now, you can stroke out. You can have an aneurysm. You can have a cancer. That's how it happens. So I'm telling you now to prepare and plan yourself for what. So why wouldn't you ask that question? We don't want to get sick. We don't want to wind up in the hospital. We don't want to get a cane. My best friend got a hip replacement today. Called me, hey, man, pray for me. He got a hip replacement already. You didn't even tell me you was in bad shape. You know, I have another friend call me and say they've been diagnosed with prostate cancer. What did I do? I guided him right to the place he needed to go because they told him he had only 3 options, and each one of them options would have killed him. So I sent him to the website. I sent him information so he can know if you got to talk to your doctor about something, at least be equipped to ask him questions. And the only way you're going to ask him questions is to be educated. And that's what this show is all about, ladies and gentlemen, to be educated, to know who you are, what you are, and also know that your brain and your mind is not the same thing. Your brain and your mind is not the same thing. Who are you? What are you? Why are you? What's your purpose? How are you thinking? Do you really know that you know something? I always use this. We don't even know that we don't know. That's scary. So tonight you have an opportunity to press 1 to make sure you know what you think you know. Or if you don't know, you can find out what it is that you don't know and feel comfortable about getting the answer, because we're going to provide you with research information. We're going to provide you with scientific help. We're going to provide you with all those particular things. So we're not going to prolong any more of the show tonight. I want to get the best of this first hour that I possibly can. And I'm looking for this keyboard to light up. I don't see no hands raised. So I guess all of us are healthy. So my question, you're on the show so you can learn something, so you can talk to somebody else about how to get well. Because I'm going to say this to you. Like I say to my children in my classroom, like I say to everybody else I talk to, if we can only admit that none of us are well, we're going to have a great conversation. None of us are well. What we think we know, we don't. Are we eating the right food? Do we know why we got too much excess weight? Do we know why things are hurting us? Do we know why we're on medication? Some of you may be on medication tonight. What a question to ask. What a question to ask. Hey, I'm taking high blood pressure pill. What do you think about this? Is this good for me? Is it bad for me? Why is my heart skipping a beat? How come I wake up in the morning groggy and I'm not active? How come I'm tired all the time? The doctor told me I have this. He told me that. Keep on listening to this quack who has never, ever told anybody on the planet the truth about anything because you're messing with his money. Let's quit putting faith in somebody else and put faith in ourselves. Make sure we're educated to the point where we can get what we need to get out of what we need to get for our own body. So I have some questions tonight, and we're going to have them addressed. One of the questions is on thyroid. A question that's been popping up. I don't know why this question has been popping up over the last three times, Dr. Shaheed. It's playing on thyroid, man. So I want to talk about thyroid. We're not going to give you a whole bunch of information about nothing tonight. We're going to talk about things that matter to the people on the telephone. Those of you who have questions, we want you to get some answers. I have another question. I'm trying to get rid of weight, and all I do is eat salad. How come I can't get rid of the weight? Another question. My stomach keeps bloating. I can't get rid of this weight around my stomach and my thighs. I've been trying to lose weight. I'm trying to get my stomach down. Another question. Here's a teacher asking this question. How come when my children come into the classroom that they can't sit still? And I'm sending them down to the principal's office because they're disrupting the classroom. They must have ADHD. Could you clarify that for me? Is it something that you talk about on your show that can help? These are pertinent questions. These are pertinent questions. So I hope and pray that we get a good understanding tonight. I hope and pray that you push one on your phone. I hope and pray that you already text somebody or forward the email or the text I sent to one of your friends and relatives because you know, and I always say this, don't you dare come on this line and act like everybody you know is healthy. The job of those who do know. You're supposed to share it with somebody else. Love your neighbor like you love yourself. So press one on your phone. Press one on your phone and just ask that question that may trigger other questions by other people who are on the line tonight. So with that, we're going to bring our host, our professor from the American School of Symptomology out of Chicago, and we're going to just have him introduce himself and just get right to the matter of things because he don't have much time. But these questions that I just asked earlier, I hope some of you have the same question, and we have an opportunity to get those questions answered. Shalom Aleichem, Abdul Shaheed.
Malika Salam, how you doing?
I'm doing great, my brother. I'm above ground. I got something to say. They say life, I got something to do. If I'm alive, I must have something else to do.
I know
so
that,
I'm
brother.
Trying to get this journey
that,
complete. Trying to complete this journey.
That is excellent. Brother Rashid, we have so much information to share and little time to share it in.
Yes.
So we just have to do the best we can to wake people up so
yes,
they
sir.
Can start seeking out this information and become mm-hmm. a student of symptometry. We say again that symptometry is the most natural and scientific means to address the needs of human cells. That's what symptometry is. Human cell, the cells of the human being, cells that are alive, not cells that are dead, the live cells. Symptometry studied life, the living cell. And it really doesn't study disease. It study health. What makes our cell healthy? Because if our cells are sick, we'll be sick. If our cells are healthy, we'll be healthy. That's the relationship. Symptometry is a healing science. Healing science. Allopathic medicine do not heal the body. They treat symptoms. There's a big difference. And we need to start learning what the difference is. Because our life depends on it, Brother Rashid. So symptometry is the healing sign. It's focused on healing. It doesn't focus on disease. If you remove the hindrance from the cells themselves will cure the disease and give the cells what they need to work with. That's it. That's what health is all about. Symptometry specializes in repairing the DNA. I'm trying to just make it very, very plain and clear with the time that we have, Brother Rashid. We want to make it very plain and clear. It's going to be so crystal clear tonight that people are not going to have many questions. The question is going to be answered. The question will be answered. And this is how we like to put it. If you have a car, the car is your car. It's not my car. It's not Brother Rashid's car. It's not your brother's car. It is your car. And you're responsible for taking care of it. For taking care of it. You're responsible for the upkeep. You're responsible for the maintenance. You're responsible for putting gas in it. You're responsible for changing the oil, the tires, balance the tires, rotate the tires, keeping it aligned. And when it breaks down, you're responsible for repairing it. So I just talked about the car. And a lot of people, they love their cars. They literally love their car. They will go to fight with somebody if they put a mark or something on their car. They might even pull out guns, you know, and start shooting. People be upset. Somebody steal their car. They'd be all upset. You got to call the police, got to track it down, do all these things. And they won't get any rest till they locate their car. Now, let's just switch that to your body that you've been gifted with. It's a blessing from the Almighty Source Creator. And we all have one. Not only that, we must have one to be on this planet. The moment we shed our body, that's when we disappear. If we have work to do here, we must maintain our body. It is your body. Somebody can take care of your body temporarily. Temporarily. Somebody can take care of your body temporarily, like your doctor. Temporarily. Until you get stabilized again. And then it'll be turned back over to you to take care of. You can't rely on anyone to take care of your own body because they have a body to take care of too. So what I'm saying is we have to take full responsibility, Brother Rashid, for our health, for our body, for our cells, for our DNA, for our RNA. We must take full responsibility. And this is what symptometry is all about. Symptometry's mission is to re-educate the miseducated. I'm going to repeat that. Symptometry's mission is to re-educate the miseducated and the misinformed in matter of cellular health. In matters of cellular health, because we've been misinformed and diseducated about what health is all about. We all have a body, and it's our responsibility, and we cannot give that responsibility over to anyone. If you do that, you'll be making a big mistake. A big mistake. So now we have a healing science, and that healing science is called symptometry, the most natural and scientific means to address the needs of human cells. It's healing sign because it shows us how to protect the DNA from harm and how to enhance cell nourishment and the well-being of our DNA. If your DNA is fragmented, these are the methods to repair it. Only these methods can repair it. You can eat the best food in the world. You can eat scientifically. You can cook your food scientifically. You can choose your fruits and vegetables and beverages scientifically. But if you don't repair the DNA, your disease is going to become more and more chronic. I'm sorry to tell you this, but this is the news. So in order to repair, to repair the DNA, and we all have DNA, and the DNA is very important. And if the DNA is fragmented, the genes will never release the set of instruction to it. Never, never, never. And you'll be getting farther and farther away from normalcy. And that's why your disease will become more and more chronic. Whatever is abnormal, it is our responsibility to put it back to normalcy. Don't forget that, because that's what health is all about, putting things back to normalcy. So we are under the laws of physics, rules to health, the natural laws. All these things govern our own body. So in order to repair the DNA, we must ionize, use ionization, oxidation, hydrolysis, and electrolyte dissociation. I can break all those things down, but you, at some time in the future, are going to have to learn about these things if you want to be healthy. Now, everybody don't want to be healthy. They just want to get by. And when the time is up, the time is up. That's what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen. And at the same time we repair the DNA, we must use scientific cooking, eating, and scientific living on this planet, because that's why the DNA got corrupted in the first place. We didn't understand these rules. We made mistakes. And we're not correcting our mistakes. We're repeating the mistakes of our parents and grandparents. And this is the problem. No one told us that we have to keep our body in good repair, just like we keep our cars in good repair. If the car breaks down, you won't have no transportation. It's the same with your body. If your body breaks down, you won't be mobile. Think about that. If your body breaks down, you will be paralyzed. You will not be mobile from that point forward. And if you get around, somebody has to carry you, take you. What we're saying tonight is that doesn't have to happen to you. But if you don't put things back to normalcy, this is exactly what will happen. Your nerve will stop working. And if your nerves stop working, your muscles stop working. If those two things stop working, you'll be paralyzed. That day will come. So now we have the only science that know about healing. It takes science to heal the body. And this is what Dr. Maxwell Norton discovered. That's what he discovered. He took full responsibility for his car. In other words, he took full responsibility for his body. And that's why he was set on learning everything about it. And that's what we have to become. He was set on learning everything about his body. And if he had a problem, he was set on going to the root of the problem to solve the problem. And he was blessed on all doing all of those things.
Okay.
He was blessed on doing all those things. Now we have his work to help us to do the same thing. That philosophy, taking full responsibility, embodied the solution that he was able to come up with. And he finally succeeded. And he was able to cure every disease that he had. He's the only person on the planet that we know of that is disease-free, free of diseases. And he's teaching his student how to become the same. And he's documented everything about how to do it. So, Brother Rashid, we just want to make those opening remarks to let everybody know, help start with taking full responsibility for their body.
That's right.
And not leaving up to no one else.
Yes, sir. Let's get to the questions, because you know you don't have but a little bit of time today.
And, so all the questions go back to the same thing that we've already been going over and over and over.
I know. So this is the lesson that we all have to learn.
Exactly.
So once again, for those of you who just came on the line, this is IWDM Radio, the science of your health and you. And this is Rashid Salam, your engineer and your host for tonight's show. And we have here Professor Shahid, who basically is providing us with information, basic structural information, to give us a foundation. And that's what's missing in our lives, Brother Abdul, is just the foundation.
Yes,
of
the
how
foundation.
How to grow, how to put that seed in the ground and put the right type of nutrients on it, give it the right resources that it needs to grow to be that beautiful flower that we are. So if we don't take care of it, then we have some bad leaves and bad tires and bad engines and bad eyes and that type of thing. More importantly, my concern is the mental capability and possibility of who we are and what we are. What dimensions are we missing? You know, what part of our development has been affected by this disease mindset that we have and this body that we have based on the situation where we find ourselves right up pure hell. We walking around in hell all day long. So let's get out of here. All right. So we got a couple questions
right
here, a few hands that are being raised. And one of the questions I think I want to address is the young lady on the thyroid, and the other one was one on prostate cancer. So most of those things are kind of interrelated, and I can say you already answered everything you need to answer by saying that, hey, here's a place you need to go to get your information and education. You can just give a synopsis for us. And then we have a weight problem here, and you have a person talking about they can't get rid of their stomach. So I'm going to put it on you like that, and you can cover it all, and I'll get to the questions. We have 111, we have 317, and 314. Your hands are raised. I got you. Let him take care of the internet people first since they ask the questions first and get those out of the way, and we'll be right with you. All right. The floor is yours.
Excellent, excellent. Okay, we'll go to the person that have a prostate issue. I have a program on yesterday on AM360. We talked about the prostate.
Mm-hmm.
We dedicated that show to men's. You know, only the men that have a prostate. And not much different from the thyroid situation, from the thyroid glands.
Yeah.
Because here's what we said. I'm sure he'd been given those three options that we talked about, I think, last week on this program. Those three options that they give you. They give you chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery, and all three will fail. So why go through that? They can take your prostate out, and then a few years later, 10 years at the max, there's your PSA, prostate-specific antigen, will start going back up again. You don't even have a prostate. But it'll start going back up, and it will go through the roof, and they'll give you more drugs to take, and drugs are the problem. Because they treat the symptom, and they leave the product that produced the disease still in your body. It is symptomology that remove the product that produced the disease, remove it from the body. That's the difference.
Okay.
See, allopathic medicine studied diseases. That's pathology. They studied diseases.
Right.
Symptomology studied the cause of diseases. Go to the root cause.
Right.
And remove that. So in the case of the prostate, symptomatology has made unbelievable discovery, Brother Rashid.
Yes, sir. I read that article.
Yes.
I read that article.
The article on the truth about the elevated PSA that all men should know. Read the article, brother. That particular article states that if the person is not ionized from benzene, which is a toxic metal, this is the cause, this is the product that is producing the elevated PSA. You can do everything. If you don't liquefy that toxic metal, your PSA will continue to go up and go up and go up. And your prostate cell will be in disrepair. The DNA will be in disrepair. And this will happen. As long as the DNA is in disrepair, the gene will never release the blueprint. Always remember that. There's a communication that our cell must have. It's called double alignment communication that the cell must have. The gene must communicate with the DNA, and the DNA must communicate with the three RNA. If that doesn't happen, our cells are compelled to produce symptom and disease. That's a law. That
plain
is a law. Plain and simple. It doesn't make any difference where in the body. This is the cause of every disease. Case closed. End of story. Stop looking. You must repair the DNA first.
Yeah, that article is on the website, amsos.org, and we'll get to that at the end of the show. So sure, it's a beautiful, well-written article, and you can't deny the truth because it is what it is. All right.
You can't deny it.
Next question.
They can do all kinds of things to give you an illusion that they're helping you, but that's all it'll be, an illusion. Unless benzene is removed, You're not going anywhere unless benzene is removed. And the thing about benzene, as though we stated yesterday and also in the article, benzene is everywhere. Toxic metals are everywhere. They're omnipresent. That means present everywhere. You can be a vegan or vegetarian. Don't make no difference because it's in the plant's food, too. They're in the air, the water, the plants. All of these things, brother and sister. We have to have a method to remove them, liquefy them, and that's what Syntomagy have.
Okay. Excellent.
Let's deal with the thyroid gland and the prostate because the thyroid gland also have toxic metal. And it will denature the enzyme that must be there to speed up the production of the essential to keep the prostate healthy and to keep all of the other glands healthy, as well as the thyroid gland. If the enzyme is denatured, everything comes to a grinding halt, Brother Rashid. Nothing happens. Yeah. Nothing get done.
Yeah. Is the thyroid a regulator for your body?
Down or digest all of the five food groups. So if you don't,
okay.
If you're not able to break down the five food groups, how the cells is going to be nourished? They won't be. All your cells in your body become malnourished because they won't receive the nutrient. It is the thyroid that regulates the digestion of the five food groups. The starch, the sugar, the protein, the fats, and the oil. It starts the whole process.
Okay.
So what the cells need, you're not able to give it to it, to give it to them. Because first, the food that we eat must be turned into nutrients. Because our cells are so tiny, so small, 1/50 of a pinhead. So now they got to be broken down into ions. This is what the thyroid gland is doing. So then people take it out.
Okay.
Then people have surgery on their small intestine. They take part of it out. Never allow those people to take or remove any part of your small intestine. Why? Because that's why where the nutrients are atomized, turn back into atoms. Everything is made of molecules. Then those molecules must be turned into ions and nutrients. Food is a complex molecule. That's what it is. Must be broken down. This is a science that we all must know because we all have a body. That should have been the first thing they taught us, how to operate this body. First thing. And we produce all the neurotransmitters and neurons and neurochemical enzyme hormone, we will never have a mental problem. We won't be forgetful.
Why would they teach us the right thing? They wouldn't make any money.
That's why we're saying we have to take full responsibility and can't wait for them to teach us anything.
That's right.
That's a mistake to allow somebody to teach you something and to teach your children. That is your responsibility. Until we accept that as a people, we're stuck. I'm sorry to put it like that, but that's what it is.
All right. We're going to be stuck on Chuck from that one. So for those of you who basically have those questions answered, and we'll get back to the internet real quick. I want to get those who've had their hand raised online because they look like they want to get some questions answered. So we have 317-709. Please state your name and tell us where you're calling from.
Yes, Brother Dennis. I'm from Indianapolis. I want to ask one question first. The doctor, are you a naturopath? I know what you're talking about. It's like rebuilding the body, and it's just like a mechanic. See, people don't realize it starts at birth. It starts from the mother's womb. I know. I need to get your
before
number.
Then,
I don't else.
It starts before then.
I know, but the mother and the father has to be right.
And what's in the mother's blood?
Coming to
what's
the
in her
it's
blood?
It's like the performance almanac.
Yes.
The fertilization got to be pure. The surroundings got to be right, and the two individuals from the yolk has to have the right combination. Bro, I need to get your phone number
I was just getting ready to say, I'm going to make sure you stay on the line. I'm going to give you his phone number and his email address. So you're going to have that real shortly. So thank you for your
Yeah, I know he's a natural fan. I know what his qualities are. Yes, sir. I'll get off the phone.
Thank you. Excellent observation that you just made.
I appreciate you. You broke the code.
Absolutely. That's exactly what it is.
So, Brother Dennis, we want to just ask you, since you're in Indiana, everybody you know, you got to tell them about this program on Tuesday, man, because this is, it enhances your life.
Yeah.
Yes. It takes us to new dimensions. So we'll come up with some marketing plans for those of you who want to promote the show a little bit more. I want you to contact me at 650-669-0458, and we will develop a marketing plan for your area so you can share this information with your people, because all of us know someone who's ill. And that's the name of the game. So thank you so much, Dennis, for calling. And if you press one on your phone, we'll get another line here. We have 111. Please state your name and tell us where you're calling from. Your mic is open.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalam, Sister Amira. How you doing?
Yes, as you know, I'm calling from the Metro Atlanta area.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Yes. First of all, I've sent this out. I've sent the text that you sent out. I sent it out to about 50 people that I know. Some in my family.
Okay.
And most of the contacts in my phone. And I have a lot of contacts in my phone.
Okay. We appreciate
so you. I just wanted to let you know that right off the bat. But the thing that I have two questions and then I'll get off.
Okay.
Why is it that nobody seems to ever have a cure for cancer? But yet we have a cure that there's no utilizing what they have in allopathic medicine, only, you know, just their pharmaceuticals, surgery, and chemo.
Yes, that's it.
And the other thing I wanted to ask, I have cancer on my mom's side. A lot of relatives have passed because of cancer, breast cancer, cancer
yes.
of the you know other areas. You know,
no.
I'm at the point of I'm determined to avoid that, and I have someone in my ex's side of the family who died of cancer of the lymph node. Please break down how that can be avoided, you know, and this was a young lady. I mean, she was a few years older than my daughters, you know. So that was sad that you know, I'm cancer of the lymph nodes,
okay.
She died of.
Well,
Go ahead. Yes, sir. I just wanted to say that and also deal with the fact that dental. I want symptometry to elaborate on more to do with dealing with the dental.
Dental
and
care.
I'll hang up and listen. Thank you. Salaam
alaikum.
You're
making like a whole lot for 15 minutes to go. I think you have the doctor's number. So go ahead and share that. And this cancer question, what are you getting ready to tell you about cancer goes in a multitude of ways. So go ahead, my good brother.
Yeah, the thing about the dentistry, there's a whole section in symptometry about dentistry. In order to get all of that, you got to become a student. I'm sorry. This is what must happen. We got to become students because these other people, they're going in the wrong direction, and they're not going to turn around for us. So there's a whole chapter in symptometry about symptomatic dentistry. That's what you need to begin to study. It tells you everything you need to know and what's going on with our dentistry. Everything goes back to our cells. We can't get around it. Our cells are under the laws of physics, and they're rules to health. See, they're rules. And when you break, as long as you're breaking the rule, you won't be in compliance, and there's a price to pay. This is the problem with cancer. It doesn't make any difference what name they call it. Cancer is cancer. A cancer is a neoplastic enzyme. that would destroy every tissue that it comes in contact with. This is what it would do. It would destroy every tissue that comes in contact with. It's a neoplastic enzyme. And what is fueling it? It is heavy metal, toxic metal, called benzene. It's the fuel. So like you put gasoline in your car so your car will run. Benzene is the fuel for cancer. As long as you don't remove it from your body, the cancer will be have all the fuel and energy that it needs. The neoplastic enzyme is able to take the energy from you and turn it against you. Since you don't know how the cells operate, the neoplastic enzyme knows how the cells operate. So it hijacks the structure of the cell, the cell machinery, and make them work for it. That's how it spreads. So think about that. If we don't learn how to take care of our cells and the function of them, there's organisms that will hijack our own cells and use them against us. Since we don't know, think about that. And that's what's happening. So we have to know the rules, the laws. There's iron rules, there's sulfur rules, there's pH rules, there's healing rules, rules to healing. And we are making all these mistakes on all these different levels. A person that have a lymph node cancer, the lymph node will become congested because you don't have enough lymphocytes. You're not nourishing them. You're not producing more lymphocytes to eat away the lymph, the garbage. And we already talked about the garbage in the body. You have to remove it. You are responsible for your car. So you have to remove the lymph. So lymphatic vessels parallel the blood vessels. And if the lymphatic vessels get congested, then where's the garbage going to go, Brother Rashid? Right into the blood. There's over 68 blood impurities. Nobody right. told us we had to remove these things. So they keep circulating, and we keep adding more to them because we don't know how to remove them. Synthymagy will help us to remove them, keep reducing the blood impurities, keep reducing the toxic metal, keep reducing the parasites, those things, those microscopic things you cannot even see. This is part of the maintenance process to maintain that car of yours. This is what has to happen. So it operates efficiently, smooth. We all know what we're talking about here. You have to do the same thing to your body, repair and maintenance around the clock. What kind of repair work are you doing every day to improve your health? So our cells will get a saturated level, reach a saturated level of toxic metal. And this is where cancer will spontaneously come into existence. Doesn't make any difference where in the body. It doesn't make any difference what name they call it. So this is what's okay. happening. You must ionize, hydrolyze, oxidize those things out of the body constantly, not just one or two times, and you go on making mistakes for another 50 years.
Yeah.
Most of us on this telephone have 50 or 60 years of mistakes and garbage in our system. It's a miracle that we made it this long. Those things have to be removed. The body has to be repaired. The cell has to be helped. The hindrance from the cell must be removed. And our DNA must be repaired all over the body. Every cell has a nucleus.
But in the nucleus,
you find the DNA.
Yeah. So that alarm should be going off in each one of our minds right now on, especially those who've had some battle with cancer, because they say we're in remission. But, you know, things are reoccurring years down the road. So in order to have recovery, you have to get to the root-based conversation that we're having right now. And the analysis that you gave, the analogy that you gave on a car, well, if your car pressure and your tires are low, it's bad on the gas. If the pressure and your tune-up is not there, it's bad on the operating structure of your car. If you need oil, it'll destroy your engine. So we're talking about the same thing. You may have an impairment in one place, but it has an effect someplace else. And sooner or later,
is connected.
It breaks down. So this tune-up that we talk about, this building our personal health plan that we're talking about, we're going to focus on how do we build our own personal health plan. That's
Absolutely.
Important if you're going to have a financial plan. That's important if you're going to have any type of plan for your children. All this is important. You want to be around. You want to have healthy thinking. You're going to have to take care of the health module that you walk around with and make sure it's in optimal health. We have one more question here from the Internet. And we wind it down. You got 9 minutes left, so we're going to get this question in. And it is about children who can't sit still in schools, and the teachers are having all these problems trying to find out what's wrong with Shaniqua. What about Bobo? He
Absolutely.
Ain't acting right. You know, it's Bebe's kids. You know, I know this. I'm not trying to be funny, but I'm just trying to say these are the young people who probably are out of control. They can't sit still. They don't know why they can't sit still. And you're going to ask them
exactly.
what's wrong with you. I'm supposed to know. My body
no,
got me
right.
bouncing out of this chair, and you're thinking I'm bad. But guess what? The sadness is that we don't even know and recognize when something is wrong with our children. So teachers, those of you who are on the line who may be teachers, who may be working with some young people in your business, recognize that our job is to identify, and we have to know in order to identify, and that's what we're trying to provide in education. So if you can share with that real quick, brother, I don't want you to rush this question now because this is important. These are babies. These are grandchildren.
Yeah, it is very important.
These are grandbabies. Yeah.
Here's what happens. Our children are running out of acetylcholine at the age of three years old. They're running out of it. What's acetylcholine? It is the neurotransmitter for intelligent. It is the neurotransmitter for paying attention. Attention deficit? No human can pay attention if they can't produce acetylcholine. That is the neurotransmitter for paying attention. That is the neurotransmitter for consideration, to be considerate to another human being. That is also the neurotransmitter for empathy, showing empathy. You can't produce that. Well, your child won't have empathy for nobody but themselves. They'll become very selfish. If you can't produce this neurotransmitter because the child ran out of it, how did the child run out of it? It started with the mother. What's in the mother's blood? The mother and the child, while she's pregnant, is sharing the same what? Blood. Your mother have a number of blood impurities, already mentioned over 68 of them. She didn't ionize or sanitize her blood before getting pregnant or doing pregnancies. She didn't do it. Already said, it takes the enzyme to produce and speed up the production of acetylcholine. It takes enzyme. If you can't produce the enzyme, then you won't have acetylcholine. If you produce acetylcholine and then you have toxic heavy metal circulating in your blood and other health disruptors in your blood and other blood impurities, it's going to denature the enzyme, make it worthless. So in order for a person to produce acetylcholine, they have to produce these enzymes all the time, TPP. They have to be able to break down protein. Protein to produce neuropeptide, neuropeptide for nourishing the brain. The children are being fed all kind of garbage, all kind of additive in the food. Most of the food that they are eating right now today, I can just tell you, and you know it too, have no nutrients. So how are you going to produce anything in the brain? And there's that law of physics again. Quantum physics, there could be no emptiness. So if the person can't produce acetylcholine, something else must take the place of it in their brain. And that something else would be negativity. It would be a neural fiber-level plaque. Our children have plaque on the brain because no one is teaching them how to nourish the brain. That should be the first thing the parent teach the child before they go to school, how to nourish their brain so they'll be prepared to learn. Every human produces acetylcholine, serotonin, no norepinephrine, at least those three neurotransmitters to be human. Otherwise, you're going to have something else in your home. And that's what the problem is. They will have energy deficit. Energy deficit leads to attention deficit.
There it is.
I repeat that, Brother Rashid. Energy deficit leads to attention deficit. This is what's wrong with our children. Because they're not being fed scientifically. And they've ran out of acetylcholine. So they are mean and hateful, vindictive. And I can give you a list of about 150 symptoms. The reaction, behavior of a person that can't produce acetylcholine.
And we're gonna get to that coming into the new month too, because that's where we're going.
Yes.
From the brain. Now we're down to the throat and other chakras in our body. We're gonna get to all these types of things. So as you can see, things that are being said is information that we don't know. And we just have to accept that. It's all right to say I don't know. But we don't even realize that we're sick to some degree. You may not be feeling it. You may not be experiencing it. But guess what? It's coming, and you're going to wake up one day, or you're going to have a pain. You're going to go to the doctor for a checkup, and they're going to tell you something that you don't want to hear. Don't let that alarm go off. Let's be wise. You know, we always talk about know thyself, know thyself. Well, know yourself. If you don't know yourself, you won't have a self. So that's the
Absolutely.
Type of thing that we have to concern ourselves with. And to think about this, what you were sharing with me, the first thing that came to my mind is crime. How we're raising
yeah.
criminals in our own house
we're,
and don't
we're
even
raising
know.
Raising the criminal.
Because we
so
don't even know how to feed
them.
We don't know what food to give them. We don't know how to talk to them. We don't know any of these things. So, you know, energy, you know, I'm always tired. Mama, go to bed. You're talking about symptoms. Those are symptoms. Or a 10 or 12-year-old. Always tired, ready to go to bed, lethargic, can't think, don't want to do his homework. You know, these are things that we have to be aware of at all times. So this show is designed particularly for that, to provide you with the tools, to provide you with the things that you don't know that you don't know. And that's okay. But we don't have to accept this. None of us are well. I don't have a problem saying I'm not well.
No, that's right.
And I'm working on it every single day. I'm praying. I'm studying. I'm reading. I'm understanding
this thing. That's what we have to do.
Around with 24/7, 7 days a week. I got to figure out how this thing works. You know, some of them may have black on our toes. That's fungus. Just take a few minutes and share what fungus is, because this is a subject matter that will take you a month to really understand. If you can share with us about this fungus and what fungus does to the human anatomy, then I'll let you go ahead. I know you got to get off the telephone in about 2 minutes. So just share with us about this. And I don't want you to go tonight, man, but go ahead. You got to do this.
Yeah, I know.
We're on the road.
We're up against this situation. Yes, fungus, Brother Rashid, fungus and bacteria, part of our matrix. Matter of fact, there's a F and B axis. That's what it's called. And our matrix sits on that axis. FB stands for fungus and bacteria.
Mm.
So if we have toxic metal in our body, it becomes growth factor for the fungus, growth factor for the microbe to feed on. If they find food in us, growth factors mean food. If they find food in us, they're not going anywhere. They're going to set up colonies, communities, colonies. And you have to force them out of your body. Force them. And sometimes it has what it takes to force them out. Particulates and molecules. The particulate create the thermal energy and the electrical energy to upset their balance. Low-level vibrations. All these things that remove these parasites from your body, they are the one that gobbling up all your nutrients and have you craving for all kinds of things. And the heavy metal, toxic metal, that's the cause of every addiction that we have, our human being have. Toxic metal in the brain. They produce addiction, all kinds of addiction. They have to be liquefied. And no one, they call themselves scientists, and know about health is speaking about these things. They're not doing it.
Right.
And they're not going to. We don't expect them to. Now we have the knowledge. What are we going to do with it? We're sharing it. So now you know where to go to find more, to get more, to take care of your car, to keep it in good repair, so we can make better decisions. How are you going to make excellent decisions if you don't take care of your brain, your mind? The mind is the decision maker. So our toenail, our fingernail, skin, and our hair are indicative of what's going on inside of us. We don't need an x-ray. Just look at your skin. Look at your hair and your nail. That tells a trained cytometrist everything they need to know about what's going on in your body and what you've been exposed to. The garbage that's in the blood, the toxic metal that's in the brain, the lack of nutrients that the cells are not getting, not receiving. And this is what's happening.
Okay. We're going to cover that area of fungus.
Absolutely.
This month coming up, we're going to devote the whole show to fungus. I'm telling you guys something. We got to get this thing on fungus and bacteria. You know, I'm just thinking, we go outside, we pump gas, we put our hands on the door, we put our hands on other people's door, we go in the store, we come in the house, we touch the doors and rails, going upstairs to pushing buttons on the elevator, and we don't think, we've our hands right in our face. Right in our face. That bacteria that accumulated during that time period. You know, we don't even realize that we need to wash our hands a little bit more because we're carrying germs everywhere we go. So I know we got to go, brother. But we're going to devote a whole show to fungus and bacteria this coming month. So those of you who want to get more about what we do here on the Science of Health in You, I will design specifically a marketing plan for you in your state, in your city, so you can send out to all your friends, all your church, mosque, wherever you are. People need to know that this is a community thing. How babies, he just told you why our babies are going around blowing each other's brains out and then go sit around the corner and have a hamburger. No empathy, no sympathy. They don't even care. They're selfish. They don't want to listen to their parents. We already know why they're acting that way. He just explained it to you. So why would we want to share this with our family members? Why would we want to share this with our daughters and our sons because we have grandchildren? Why wouldn't we want to share this if your next-door neighbor got some bad kids? You're going to talk about them kids. Ain't nothing wrong with them kids. What happened to them? And you're not even helping by sharing the information. That's our role. That's our responsibility. That's all I'm trying to say. I know I'm getting excited, brother. But you know, we have to do this. If we don't do it, who's going to do it? So the world is ours, if you want it.
And then I was like, what are you going to do?
So we want to make sure that you get in what you have to get. You have to go.
Yes.
Give us the green. We going to hold on to it the next week. Are we coming back?
Okay.
And
we're going to give our contact information now?
Yeah, I take care of you. I got you.
Okay, good.
All your contact information, all the websites. Because, you know, I got you over 4 minutes over, so I owe you. You want to take a few minutes to do it, feel free. You can take a few minutes to do it if you want to, but I got you.
Well, go ahead and take care of everything, because I'm going to have to go so we can get off this thing. Then I got another engagement right after this one. And
all right. You're in demand, my good brother. So we just want to thank you for your time. Thank you for your time.
And we look forward to next week, okay?
Yes, sir.
And give everybody the green of peace. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you so much. Peace. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir.
You know, so, ladies and gentlemen, now you heard it for yourself. And he just scratched the surface. Just touched the surface. Not able to have enough time to go into detail. This is what you have an opportunity to learn by going on to the website of the American School of Cytometry out of Chicago, Illinois. Their website is www.amsos.org. amsos.org. And click on articles. Anything you want to know about any particular disease is sitting right there on their website that you can study for yourself. You can do your own research. You can delve into the information, 40 years of research and development that we have. A brother, an African-American man, has done this job. We don't have to listen to Dr. Frankenstein. We don't have to listen to these European doctors who went to school to be practitioners. We don't have to listen to this stuff. We don't have to take medications. You don't have to worry about it because you see something wrong with you, somebody going to prescribe medication. Think about the word. What is a medication? It Think about what it means. Just think about the words that's being used that we don't understand because we under someone else's language. And we have to put over the only thing we know is what somebody else shared with us because we haven't done the research ourselves. And this brother, Dr. Norte, has done some phenomenal research. I'm not saying they got the cure all for everything, but there's a combination of things that we need to know. That's how our cells work. If you don't get nothing else out of this conversation, you get nothing else out of this program, it's education. Without it, we can go nowhere. It's a new language. We haven't heard acetylcholine. We haven't heard of these things before. We don't even know what neurons and transmitters are. We don't know what an enzyme is. Do you know you can't live without enzymes? That happens at birth. One of the first things that help generate and create the body parts in your organ is called enzymes. We don't know anything about that. So your babies, can you imagine how better our children will be in science and math if they just knew something about themselves because we are mathematical and scientific equations. Our children, we are mathematical and scientific equations. Have you ever thought about telling it to your child or your grandchild? Things that we need to know. We need to know about these particular things. So we thank you for coming on the show tonight. Now, we're going to do this one particular thing. The show is, we got another few minutes here, 45 more minutes. If you want to stay on the line and ask some questions, Brother Rasheed got a little something he can bring to the table. I know how to direct you to get that answer. So if something you want to say, something you want to comment on, something you want to share, here's the opportunity for you tonight to share. Say something, say thank you, or keep on doing the good work. I'm going to help you market this program, but whatever you want to say, press one on your phone. And those of you who are on the Internet, if you have a question that you want to ask, please call. Just call my number, 650-669-0458. And then leave a message on my phone, and I'll be able to ask the question and share with you what you need to know. It is so important that we get this right. We got to get it right. Now, how many of you on the phone, on the keyboard? How many on the Internet? How many of you know somebody who's ill? And you may have the answer to solving their problem. Oh, man, that stuff don't work. How you know? Have you ever heard it before? Has your doctor ever shared with you, told you why your toenails and your fingernails are black or getting dark? Has he ever shared that with you? Have he told you why you have diabetes and what you need to do not to have diabetes? But no, he gives you medication. He gives you prescriptions, and we take them without thought. We don't even go on the Internet and look it up and see what's in the doggone thing. And here's a man breaking down the backside of the moon, telling you everything you need to know for free. It don't cost you nothing. You keep your Medicare card in your pocket and keep your money in your pocket. And you begin to put money into areas that benefit you. Now, I want to share with you about a cleanser that he's talking about. There's three major cleansers that you need to know about. And those of you who want to know what those cleansers are, My phone, you text me at 650-669-0458. Give me your email address, and I will send you those particular cleansers. It don't cost you any money because you go to the grocery store anyway. You may as well spend your money on something that's going to benefit you and benefit your children and benefit your grandchildren and benefit your neighbor. Just share the information. We're not trying to hurt anybody's feelings. So I have a hand raised. And those of you who have questions, please press one on your phone. Just say, keep it up the good work, brother. I love what I'm hearing. I don't like it, but I love what I'm hearing. Nobody wants to accept that they don't know. No. We went to school 40, 50, 60 years, got our master's degree, and we don't always accept the fact that we didn't get this right. And I'm going to tell you something. We didn't get it right because we're sick. the whole community all across this country, we're mentally sick. We're physically sick. We're socially sick. We don't even know what our cultural identity is. So let me be quiet. I'm excited because I'm excited about learning. And I want you to be understand that this show is designed every single Tuesday to come to the medical lab for free. You don't need to put no scholarship offer. And you don't need to pay any money. You're in a lab, a medical helping assistant. We have 539-867. Please state your name. Tell us where you're calling from. Your mic is open.
This is Sister Rahima from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Assalamu alaikum.
Hey, what's up, Sister Rahima? How you doing?
I'm just so sad. I mean, I'm feeling kind of sad right now because of what I'm experiencing, you know, with this line, or really more what other people are experiencing. And I want to bring this out because I know you all, if you can make it better, you will. Now, things look relatively simple today, but like some of the terminology that you used, I went to a very mm-hmm. good high school, and, you know, and in college, you know, we've been exposed to some of these things. So, and it sounds so simple when you all are saying it, but then when we walk away, it's like brain fog. Maybe it's a part of our condition that where
I
we are. And I'm saying all that because I can hang, I can struggle with it, like the brother said. Some people just want to get by. They really don't want to heal. They just want to get by until, and that made so much sense what he said. Everybody doesn't want to heal. They just want to get by. You know, when I die, I die, you know. But we want to say, you know, we want to save our people. We want to make the lives of our children better. You know, and so I'm trying to figure out how it would help the people, including me, but mainly people who aren't quite where we are, and I'm nowhere near where you all are, but I just know I've heard these words before, and then as soon as he finishes saying the words, Brother Rashid finishes saying the words, and I'm writing all these notes down, and I have to study my notes for to digest it. So I'm trying to figure out how can we better do this. And I'm thinking, because I would love to have you come to an organization that we have here that I just want to do a – we have an organization that deals with cancer survivors, which means nothing. Because for most of them, it comes back, you know?
That's a right. reoccurring thing. You know, it's going to reoccur at some point in time.
Again. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah. It's going to reoccur at some point in time. You know, that's a thing called relocation. It may not be where it started at. It goes someplace else and hides and builds, and next thing you know, it comes back in another place. And when it comes back, it comes back so aggressively, there's nothing you can do about it, but you never know when it's going to come back. So the key to that is blood cleansing. Keep your blood clean, because if you keep your blood clean, there will be no combustible cancer that will break out anywhere in your body. And we have to believe this. It's simple. It really is simple. And I'm in agreement with you, Sister Rahima, and thank you for bringing this up. What is the step-by-step process on healing? You know, what is the step-by-step process that I can take to make sure I design a health plan for myself? What should I be eating? What should I not be eating? Then how am I thinking process has an effect on my body and how it functions. These are key elements. So you said a great question. I'm sure you helped a lot of people, because it's hard to ask a question when you start talking about, you know, sodacholine and nerves and muscles and capillaries and veins and arteries. We never had this before. That's why you come to the lab. Free.
Right.
So I'm going to design the rest of this coming month to basic structural self-care. We're starting with the head, and we're going all the way down to the toe. And we're going to talk about those things that we take in particularly the air we breathe, the water we take. And those of us who are driving these cars and trucks and vans, every time you get out of that car and pump that gas, run from that thing. Because the benzene, the fumes, you are inhaling those fumes. And when you spray that deodorant in your house, the deodorizer in your house, and you put those things in your house, you are inhaling those particular things into your system. But if you don't clean them out, eventually they'll clog up and back up and affect your veins, affect your arteries, affect your muscles and your membranes. All this stuff is there that we don't know how to do. So it's basic. It's like starting all over again. It's a new birth. It's a new
One suggestion I would make is there some way that we could get the vision into this? You know, are there like, you know, like photos or whatever? I mean, cartoons or something, because we have to. You know, my trust is in the young people, and that is the brother said, you know, it's our children don't know what's going on, but it's our responsibility to teach them because they don't know. And it started just in pregnancy, you know. If there's some kind of a way, if these children can, the way they're going through with these computers and things, if there's some kind of a way we can make a little program or something that'll put it on an elementary level, because we need the elementary level. The children probably understand that, and we will. The graph.
And I agree with you 100%, and you know what? I'm going to take you into consideration, because sometimes when you put a picture next to a word, it makes all the difference in the world. Sometimes when somebody can actually see their lungs, see their kidney, and the function of those particular kidneys. How many of us knew that our blood flows at 186,000 miles per second? We don't know that. Your blood will be flowing so fast, and that's where your energy comes from. So when your blood starts slowing down, guess what? You get tired. Why? Because your blood is dirty. You got dirt and sludge and worms and bacteria in it, and you're slowing down. You come, I'm getting old. Ain't old don't have nothing to do with it. It has nothing to do with your ability to function. Nothing. Healthy bodies. And we can do this. And so I'm agreeing with you, and I'm going to take you up on that, because you know what I'm going to do? Because my focus is really on our babies. You always hear me say that. Us adults, we don't know how to say it. But guess what? Let's put it in a form that our children know how to say it. And I use this in my classroom instruction all the time. I say, okay, I'm going to tell you guys something. You know, you and your mother got together before you got here, and they had this thing called sexual intercourse. I think y'all know what I'm talking about. And that egg cell and that sperm cell was all that took place in that exchange when they called on God at the time of they had their climatic experience. Now, how in the world did you get here? Now, I'm provoking thought. You mean to tell me these two sperm cells got together and put these two eyes, these two hands, these two feet, and all this in this rightful place, my heart and my liver and my kidney in the right place? Now I'm talking science and math. Now I'm talking inquisitive things. If I can enhance that thought process, that they realize that there's something more to me than what I thought. I'm now into me now. I'm into understanding how I work and how I function. And as soon as you tell them, here are the things that destroy you. Here are the things that make you not function right, not think right. Here's what makes your kidney hurt. This is what makes this. When you begin to start that basic process, that's what you're telling me right now. How can you give me some basics, Mr. Rashid? Because this stuff is heavyweight, you know. Let's, what they're saying, keep it simply simple. That's that KISS theory. We're going to do that, and I'm going to make sure we find a way to get that information out in some type of way. Would it be on YouTube presentation where you go online to see it physically, you see us physically doing what we do? We have to do this, because guess what? If we don't do this, Rahima, in 25 years, I know it's how bad, maximum 30, we won't be here. Ethically, we won't be here mentally. We won't be here in a functional state of being, because we're destroying ourselves internally.
Right.
We doing it. Ain't that what happened to the Aztecs? Ain't that what happened to the Indians and the Incas? Ain't that what happened to all the people in the past? They destroyed their own selves because they didn't want to be obedient. They didn't want to obey. It's all about obedience to the will of God. We all know that.
Right.
God gave you everything you need right now on earth. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to take up your conversation.
All right. I didn't know you hadn't finished. One of the things that I would suggest, because you all are doing a phenomenal job, I wouldn't want to see anything else put on you. I know, like, the spirit is willing, but the body, you know, is limited.
Oh, no. It's on.
I would suggest.
It's on the bracket.
Well, this is what I would suggest. There are, they're, you know, in these colleges, these young people are kind of looking for research papers to do and this and that, graphics to do and this and that. I would suggest anybody who knows people who are good at this or who have to do a research paper on this or that, get them involved with the graphics part of it or the website building part of it so that they can help to enhance what it is we're doing. Because they have the time to put into it that can really make it go. They have 10, 12 hours, you know, that they could just put into it in the course of a couple of days to make it really instead of, because I already know what you all are doing, and I know how burdensome it can be when you have family, you have this, you have that, you know, and then you're trying to do this, and then you're trying to wake these people up, us up, and bring us back to things we did know it, we forgotten it. So you're doing a phenomenal job trying to get us, you know, on board, and I appreciate that. I had a few people I invited, and they just felt it was kind of highfalutin for them. They couldn't break it down.
I'm glad you said that.
Had a problem with
them. Yeah, I tell you what. See, that's what we need to know. That's why the input I need to have. That's why I'm changing the flow of the show to get more interactive. So people say, well, wait a minute. You mentioned acetylcholine. What is? Break that down for me. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But when you think about what acetylcholine is, do you know it has 25 different things that go wrong in your brain if you don't have it? See, that's what I'm talking about. I'm into education. I can, you know, appreciate Brother Abdul Shaheed as my man. But I'm trying to get him to slow it down and just stick with the subject matter and really dig into it so those who don't know and understand these highfalutin words, they can get a better understanding. But guess what? On that website, I have to tell you this, the articles on that website has pictorials. It's simple language. It's basic language. If you take the time and sit down and just download those articles and read them. Now, one of our problems is this, our attention span. And he just broke down attention span, why we don't have an attention span. It wasn't just about children. You know, sometimes we pick up something, I mean, we read, after about 2-3 minutes, we just shut it down. Yeah. You know, why? Yeah. Why? It's a reason for it.
I was surprised the people I invited, and they couldn't, you know, hold on to the end. You know, hold on to the end. But it goes back to
they can. The nervous system is affected. You know, your neurons are affected. Your neurotransmitters are affected. And what are those things? The things that make us who we are. So if you're deficient in those particular areas, you got to recognize that, man, I can't listen. I can't read. I don't want to read. Why? Guess what this show is all about? It gives you the whys. It gives you the answers. And so sometimes we have to take our time and get to the basics, the ABCs of me. The ABCs of me. You don't want to know who you are? So we got to change this conversation, change our language, and begin to share with ourselves, because we're family. And we're just trying to make sure family spreads the word. So we're going to have a family reunion. That's all this is all about to me. It's a family reunion, coming together, getting it right.
Yes, sir.
I know how to cook potato pie. Well, I know how to cook cheesecake. Whatever. Give me your message. Tell me what's happening with you. That's talk. This is a lab. It's an interactive lab. It's not something for me to keep on running off at the mouth. Ask me a question. Ask him a question. Man, I don't understand nothing you're saying. Bring it down. You know what I'm saying? This program is for you.
But it's simple. It's just, you know, it's just that we have to hold on. You know, I mean, it's really simple, and I like the idea about the articles, because then at least we can go back, you know, and we can have a conversation and discuss it with somebody. Well, what do you think of this? Matter of fact, before I forget, how do you spell? I have A-C-E-T-I-C for acidic.
The what now?
And how do you spell choline? The spelling of acidic choline.
I said acetylcholine, off the top of my head.
Okay.
I know it, but I don't want to say the wrong. I tell you what you do. When you get off the telephone, you go to the website and
the
put
article,
in article.
Right.
You put it in the mental health. It's breaking down acetylcholine, all the three components that make up the thinking process of a human being. Matter of fact, I'll do this. I'll just text me your email address, and I'll send it to you. Okay?
I need to get to the articles, and that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, no, I want you to get right to the articles. That's what I'm saying. Because you go on and you be looking at all the different articles on there. I'm going to send you that article with that information directly to you. Just take your email address, and I'll make sure you get it, okay?
Yes, sir. I just want, you know, I'm looking out for the other folks on the line, too, because they need to look it up, too.
Oh, we're going to get this right.
So those who haven't,
guess what? I bet when they get sick, I bet they won't hear it then. See, don't wait till you get sick. See, you want to listen to everything.
Right, we just want to get by, and we've been procrastinating.
Thank you so much. You have my number, Rahima, so call me, text me anytime you want, you know, and I'll make sure I get whatever you need. And believe me, I'm in it for the long haul. So you won't be bothering me if you contact me late or early in the morning. This is what I do for a living. I'm an independent consultant, and I don't have nobody going to tell me when and what to do. So that's where I'm at. So if it means helping you, guess what? I'm going to give you everything you need, okay?
Yes, sir. And I just want to say one more thing about, this thing about the toenail, we call it the fungus on the toenail. I've had one on for years.
Yes,
I know it's a bad sign. I have split in my thumb. One has gone away on one side, and I already know that's a bad sign because I read somewhere it had something to do with my heart. So a naturopath, and my heart basically I thought was good. So, but we procrastinate with this stuff, and now I'm just slowing down and forgetting stuff, and I know I need to get on top of this. So I'm going to bring it to my group, and a lot of us who are in groups just bring it to the group.
Right.
And the other people, like all these, look how many of our women are into the nail polish. And all that does is cover, I got to do something about this, but if you're covering it up in your nails, you know, then you don't know what's going on. So I thank you so much for May Allah bless you all for all that you are doing.
Nail polish and makeup and lipstick. I'm not going there because y'all won't like me.
I know.
It's dangerous. It truly is. So, you know, thank you. We'll get a conversation going and so you know how to reach me. And thank you for calling. I'm sure you helped somebody else with your question. Thank you for sharing.
Yes, sir. All right. Thanks for
having me. No problem at all. We have Amina, you're back. 10111. That's you? I got 2111s on here today. Is that you? Hang on just 1 second. Your mic is open. All right. 111.
Salaamu alaikum.
Salaam. How you doing?
Yes, I just want to say I am a word person, so everything that you all say or talk about, I immediately look it up. I was an English and language teacher's assistant in the 90s. I love it. Words, especially medical words, I love.
Okay. Well,
and I break down easily. Yes, sir.
You may be very helpful. That's when we start putting together this basic simple curriculum, whether it be in a coloring book, whether it be in some type of pamphlet that we can design and develop or people can ask for, you know, so
yes,
we have
sir.
To think about that. We
That's why
we
I call back because I'm ready. Sir. Utilize me because I'm good at that. I'm excellent.
All right. Well, I'm going to take you up on
it. Excellent.
Yes, sir. Thank you for giving that information and thank you for sharing. And anybody else who's on the line who want to make a comment. Wait a minute, it's not. This is IWDM Radio, the science of helping you. You're in the lab. It's an interactive lab for us to discuss a full array of self-care initiatives. We're talking about self-care, not health care. I started off letting you know we're responsible. If you want hope, you've got to take personal responsibility. You're going to have to self-advocate for yourself. And your support system, you're talking to it right now, the science of helping you. And we have to educate ourselves so we can begin to function in the manner which we need to function. And as and accept this, guys, we don't know we don't know. You know, none of us are well. We just have to accept that, you know, we may have a master's degree or PhD. Guess what? They didn't teach you this in school, and your doctor's not going to tell you this. This is how they maintain power and control over us, by keeping us unaware of self. And I'll say under word of sale, the story I gave you on how you got here. Think about this. Your mother and father had a sexual relationship and hear your big butt come out. Come on, y'all. Let's just get real. Let's just talk to each other right. How in the world did that happen? Who's responsible for these two eyes, two ears, these two hands, these two feet, these five fingers, these five toes that have every single organ in your body in its rightful place, and blood is flowing through you, two football fields of veins? Come on, y'all. Well, you know we don't know this, and who's telling us? Nobody's telling us but the American School of Scientology, a brother from Africa who came here, did the research for us. This education is for you, for our longevity on this planet. Scientific eating, scientific education. No doubt in your mind that the education and information is correct about your human anatomy. I don't have no money back now. You don't need to have any money. If you eat every day, change the way you eat. Change how you cook. Clean out your blood. Get that energy back. You know, get the energy back. I don't want, go for a walk. Start doing something until those scientific possibilities are in this lab every single Tuesday from 6 to 8. Every single Tuesday. Block out 1 week, 2 hours for you. Block it out. I'm going to spend 2 hours for me, even though we want you to come back on Wednesdays and listen to our other shows. On Thursday, listen to other shows. On Sunday, listen to other shows. And also on Monday, we have other shows, and all of them are educational. We have a conversation. Don't even think, because he used those big words, that I can't break him down. I will break it down, but I need you to talk to me. I'm the host. I'm the one who engineers this show. So if you need him to slow down, if you need him to give some more simple words, if he need to tell you what acetylcholine is and all the other things that he's talking about, you know, hypertension and all the words that we use. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your show. It's for you to know. And I know you got some issues. I know you have some issues. And you know you have some issues. So maybe this is a good time for us to relax a little bit and know that, hey, Rashid got it like that. He ain't trying to overtalk us or beat us down or laugh at us or anything like that. He's just trying to make it simple so we can do what we have to do to be better at what we do, and we can do this better together. That's all we're talking about. Root-based. This is how I work. This is how my body works. Man, this is fun. This is exciting to grow and develop and know that I can do something by how I feel. I can eat the right food. And my good friend Mark Shaheed, he told me a word a long time ago called diet. D, that word to another level. Do I eat that? Is what those letters stand for. So before you put something in your mouth, ask yourself this question. Should I eat this? Have I done the research to find out whether it's good for me or not? Should I see this? Should I hear this? Take it to the whole operation of your structure of your body. Always be cognizant and be conscious of what you hear, what you see, how you think, and more importantly, what you eat. Because it's going to come back out. And I'm going to leave you with a little nasty thing right here. I hope y'all don't get mad at me for saying that. Once you eat your food, there's a thing called the bathroom. And when you go to the bathroom, stuff come out. How does it smell? And I'm going to ask you this question. If it don't come out, how you feel? What is your inside going through? If you don't have proper bowel movements, if you don't have proper digestion, when this stuff, this poison, this dirt, this mess gets out of you, because if it don't get out of you, it's in your body. It's in your blood. It's got to go someplace. Once it's broken down into the liquid form or the form of how we go to the bathroom and represent it, we ain't have to talk to each other like this. That's a good point. And all this little sophisticated stuff, all these big words, we just get real down to the basics. You go to the bathroom, it don't smell nice in there. And that stuff is in you. And it has to come out. Just get that poison out of my body. So if the poison's in your body like that, can you imagine how you're thinking? Can you imagine how your thinking process is working? I'm just talking. I'm just saying. Please press one on your phone. Oh, Russian, you don't talk. You better quit talking like that. Whatever. I'm just a brother from the hood trying to do the world some good. All right? I just want to make sure that we get this, because my concern is our future and our future is our children. And you look around all across this country, our young men, our young women are not doing well. And the first thing we say, what's wrong with these kids? Quit saying what's wrong with these children and say, what happened to us? That's the question we have to answer. Is that your child? Is your cousin, your brother, your sister's child? When you see them acting a certain way, here you have the answers that you can begin to have a conversation with your brother, sister, and cousin, or with that child itself. Pick up, say, come on, man, I want you to go somewhere with me. Have a conversation with them. Listen to what they have to say. It will blow you away how smart and intelligent they are. It's just not, it doesn't have a foundation. They're all over the place. Everything got to happen right now, right now, right now. The video games, the TV sets, you look at television, every 30 seconds, you know, things are happening really, really fast. Have you ever looked at TV in an hour? How many commercials did you see? Can you imagine what this stuff does to our children's thinking process? And I sit down and I did it. I watched the whole hour programming, and I saw 64 commercials in 1 hour. It's like 10, 15 of them every 30 seconds or every 45 seconds. It just keep happening. When it's all said and done, they telling us right now, this is not me talking, this is the surveys that have done the research already. By the time our children start the kindergarten to the 12th grade, we have watched more television than we have in school on education. Now think about that one. And tell me what's wrong with Pookie. Tell me what's wrong with Shaniqua. They've watched more television hours and school hours from kindergarten to the 12th grade. That's amazing. Multiply that time 10 years from now. Where are they going to be? Because the visions that they have, the words that's entered their brain, must be words of intelligence that can help them develop an attitude and a better thinking process so they can function as human beings. And he already told you about the acetylcholine. He's already told you about enzymes. He's already told you what we need to do to correct our problem. He gave us the answer to ADHD. PTSD, we have answers to all this stuff. And you can get it for yourself. It's free. Put that Medicaid card in your pocket. You go to amsos.org. amsos.org. Okay, just click on articles. Just take your time and read them. I mean, I got so much paper in my house when it comes to these articles, mind-boggling. Those brothers who's on the phone who are having problems with ED, who's having problems with prostate, who's having problems with jumping up every night, running to the bathroom, you can't sit, you can't keep it in. It's a fixable situation. It's a fixable situation. And those of us who have had someone in our family who's had some form of cancer, whether it be uterus cancer, breast cancer, whatever it may be. And Rahima, this is for you. If your group who's had cancer and they got this group going on, if they do one thing, that reoccurring will not take place. That recovery will happen if you use root-based therapy. Root-based therapy. That starts with R, too. They just have to change the things that they're doing. And that reoccurring situation won't take place because it's going to come back at some point in time. If you have it, it never left your body. Where did it go? It wasn't hid behind your liver, hid behind your kidney, fell off in one of the tissues. It was just to the point where it's not detectable by machines. Still there. It's like we killed it. Those cells are still floating around someplace that solve that problem, whether it be prostate, whether it be cancer, whether it be kidney disease, whether it be heart disease. Your heart is the thickest muscle in your body. But it requires that your veins, your arteries, your tissues are functioning so you won't have this thing called an attack. What is a stroke? Clogged arteries. What's an aneurysm? Clogged arteries. Your brain is full of veins and arteries and tissues. Clog it up. He's already told you that your cells are 1/50th of a pinhead. I can't even imagine what that is. So it doesn't take much to clog it up. So I'm going to be quiet. And though you may have a question, please raise your hand. Press 1 on your phone. Just say, get a brother to greet. Just say thank you. I'm looking forward to next Tuesday. Whatever you want to say, feel free to say what you have to say. And we're going to start closing down the show, and I'm going to leave you with some numbers, and I'm going to leave you with some activity that's going to take place on IWDM Radio for the rest of the week. It's just education has to be our number one priority. Not disinformation, not misinformation. Not worry, not grief, not anger. All of those things have a lot to do with your ability to function and think, your ability to reason and perceive. What is your perception? What lens are you looking from? And has your lens been glared? Is it fuzzy? Are you seeing what you're supposed to be seeing? Are you acting the way you're supposed to be acting? We just asking the question. We just having a conversation, guys. We just asking some questions. I'm just trying to provoke thoughts. So when you get out the telephone, just sit back and watch your grandchildren or your children, or watch your cousins, your nieces, your nephews. Just watch. Just watch. And you're going to see that we have some issues that we have to address. Let's prepare ourselves every Tuesday from 6 to 8 to learn a little bit more about ourselves and be patient about it, because it did take us all these years. You know, we've done a lot of wrong to our bodies, a lot of wrong to our ability to function. And it can be corrected. You're not too old. You're not too old to correct some of these matters. So with that, I'm give you an opportunity. Press 1 on your phone if you want to say something. We got a lot of listeners. There's a lot of people on the internet who's texting me. And I know it's an overwhelming experience. And I think Rahima made it very plain, you know, that how difficult it is to ask a question. But you don't have to ask a question tonight. You just give me the greeting. You can say, more power to you. And all I'm here to tell you is check out your mind, check out your mind. It's been with you all the time. We can't hold anybody responsible for ourselves. Okay, so we do have one hand raised. We want to thank you so much for raising your hand. We have, again, we have 718-344. Please state your name and tell us where you're calling from. Your mic is open.
Assalamu alaikum. Haji Lala, Fort Valley, Georgia. I am enjoying the show.
Wonderful.
I'm enjoying the
show. How you doing? Everything good, all right?
Yes, alhamdulillah.
Okay. All right. I'm glad you. I hope you learn what you need to learn. I hope you use what you got tonight, so you can make sure that you can be better and keep on staying on the line on Tuesday. We appreciate it.
I know that's alhamdulillah. I also shared the number with many, many people. Alhamdulillah. Thank you, my brother.
We appreciate you. Okay, anybody else? We're closing down. I want to make sure that you have an opportunity to ask a question. I should have said something. They said something that provoked thought. We have friends. We have relatives. Neighbors. So when you get out the telephone and one of your friends call you up and tell you, I just been diagnosed with this. Oh, guys, I'm not feeling well. You know how we do it. And you know somebody. So let's reach out and touch somebody and help them. Help them. Because we need help. We need our bodies to remain in healthy states. So with that, so if you want to be able to reach Abdul Shaheed, we have a number here for you. That number is 678-572-7269. That's 678-572-7269. You know, when you come to the lab, always come with a pen in your hand and some paper and get ready to go. But always remember this also. If you were invited by me on a text or email, there's a link at the bottom of the email. If you click on that link, that's a recording. You can hear it tomorrow. And those of you who are on the line and use that link because your service provider charges you to get on the line, is 714-816-4673 number, click on the link. And you can listen to this tomorrow. You can go to IWDM Radio/The Science of Health in You, and you can listen to recordings that go back 1 year. Things that we talked about. So in your spare time, when you're laying back in your bed, and instead of looking at TV, plug in and listen to 15, 20 minutes of the program. You'd be surprised what you may learn, what we talked about. We've talked about everything. So that number again is 678-572-7269. Those of you who want to reach me for information that you may have a question for, my phone number is 650-669-0458. And please text me and let me know. So this is so-and-so. First, you can answer the telephone if you want to call me. But text me first so I can make sure, because all these strange numbers be popping up, and I don't know who's who. And sometimes we have so many marketing calls, and it drives me crazy. You know, I don't know who's who. So text me, let me know you're going to call me, or text me and let me know what you need, and we'll make sure that information gets to you. And the website, once again, www.amsos.org. We need to save ourselves. I just saw SOS is in there. You know, that's the alarm being set off. SOS, amsos.org. Click on articles. And you can go down the line from 2 years ago, articles up to Yang. All you need to get any information you want. And you have the number to Abdul Shaheed. He's in his doctoral time with the School of Symptometry. He will be able to call himself doctor pretty soon. Right now he is a professor with the School of Symptometry. He teaches classes currently. And I got to get him out of that teaching mode to get him in the reaching mode, because he's just teaching. He'll run it down to you, tell you how it is. But stop him. Stop us and get what you need out of the program, okay? So that's how you reach them. You have both numbers. And we're here every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern, and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time. The Science of Health in You. So I want to bring you some of the programming that takes place on IWDM Radio. And I know you've been on the phone a long time, and I know some of you are tired of listening, but just listen a little bit longer so you can hear some of the beneficial programs that IWDM does on this platform. It's some phenomenal information, some phenomenal classes and workshops and seminars that benefits us, and all you can share with somebody else. So I'm going to have our public service announcer. That's what I called in. I got a quick call in that. But he's our public service announcer. He has one of the radio voices that get the point across. Mark Shaheed, once you get through, get on and tell us about what's happening on IWDM Radio. Salaam alaikum, my good brother.
Alaikum assalam to you, Rashid Salam, and to the IWDM radio listening on as always. Hopefully you enjoyed tonight's production here on the Science of Your Health and You Learning Lab. The beat goes on here on IWDM radio, as tomorrow it will be the Parenting and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab with Rashid Salam, always on the first Wednesday of the month, as he'll be sitting in for Dr. Patricia Slaudine, and yours truly, Mark Shaheed. And that'll start at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time here tomorrow. And following the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab, it'll be the MGM Roundtable. That's the Muslim Global Message Roundtable. A special guest, it'll be Imam Rashad Sharif, who is the Imam Emeritus there at Al-Mu'minun Islamic Center there in Memphis, Tennessee. We will be talking about the history of Muslims in March, how that all got started and everything, and get that history. But also, we'll be brought up to date as to what will be taking place there in 2023. That began at 8 p.m. Eastern, it's 7 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Pacific Coast Time here on IWDM Radio. And then Thursday is the Sister Learning Lab. That's the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab with Ann Shakir out of the Jewel of the South. Joining yours truly, Mark Shaheed. However, probably may be on the road, but you will have a production on that, and that starts at 7 p.m. Eastern. It's 6 p.m. Central and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time here on IWDM Radio, Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. Want to say that when we actually return live the following week, we'll be looking at doing the seven C's from courtship to partnership. So stay tuned for that here on IWDM Radio. Friday is Salatul Jumu'ah Day, and a Muslim worldwide, those who are immobilized, who can't get out and about, you can come back to IWDM Radio with Imam Mikhail Sayer each and every Friday afternoon starting at 2 p.m. Eastern. It's 1 p.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Pacific Coast Time. The longest-running production happens on Sunday afternoon, once again with the very distinguished esteemed Imam Mikhail Sahir. And it begins at 1 p.m. Eastern. It's high noon Central Standard Time. And it's 10 a.m. Pacific Coast Time here on IWDM Radio. And the beginning of the week is a new beginning of the week now, as we have the very distinguished esteemed Imam Nazim Pasha on ABC, that is Al-Islam-based conversation. It happens each and every Monday evening starting at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's 5 p.m. Central and 3 p.m. Pacific Coast Time here on IWDM Radio. So please tune in. Let's support our new host and all family and friends and all that you can invite to tune in for that new program, join him on that conversation on Al-Islam. And you just heard it live tonight with the very distinguished esteemed host, Rashid Salam, and the instructor, Abdul Shaheed, the professor of Centometry. This happens each and every Tuesday night, starting at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time, here on IWDM Radio. So make sure you bring your pen and pad always. And I know there's some exciting guests that will be coming up here on the Science of Your Health and You Learning Lab, and perhaps Rashid might let you in on that. Last but not least, don't forget the Muslim Journal, as it's the lifeblood of our community. Keep your subscription, which is a prescription, up, and if you have the wherewithal, maybe you can make it a blessing to purchase one for a family, a friend, a family member, a friend, a colleague, a neighbor, or maybe a pioneer on your local library where everybody can read it. So, Rashid, until next time, this salam is for you and yours. May God's peace be with all. Assalamu alaikum.
Welcome, Islam. Thank you so much, Mark. We appreciate you, brother. And we want to close out with some soothing music. You know, vibrations and soothing music is good for the heart, good for the mind, good for the soul, especially when the music has something in it. And this brother, Wilmore Cynthia Keith, talks to us about peace to chill. Thank you so much. Until next Tuesday, we'll speak to you on the Science of Health in You. Time away.
Children are the future, for today's adults. If you give them knowledge, you get good results from your children, from your children. From your children, yeah, from your children.
Mind the further thought.
That's all, folks.